You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Each week, we take some time to let someone with a particular expertise teach us what they know. Today, our guest is going to teach us how to make the most out of winter by picking up a new hobby, ice fishing. Ray Spitz joins us. He's an outdoor writer specializing in fishing. In fact, he says he's already been out ice fishing twice this season. Ray, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thank you, Rob.
Well, I'll ask, I'm going to blame a producer for the phrasing here. What got you hooked on ice fishing?
I got tired of paying so much for a Friday fish fry, so I decided to go out and get my own, and it's been somewhat successful over the years.
And why ice fishing in particular? What do you love about it?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for people, particularly families, for as far as I'm concerned, and kids, to really enjoy the bounty that we have in Wisconsin. We have 15,000 lakes, and as former Governor Thompson said, they all have fish. So when they're frozen, it costs very little to get out on the ice and just put your line in and hope for the very best.
I'm not a fishing guy myself. My kids have had some opportunities to go out fishing with friends, and they've loved it. If I was going to be interested in trying ice fishing them with them, but I didn't know how to get started, I didn't want to make a big investment, what would I do to give it a try for the first time?
Well, first of all, you'd have to get a fishing license, which, if you're a first-timer, is a whole $5 in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
For the first year.
Not bad.
And there are no license fees for kids under 16. So the first thing that you can say is that it's not going to cost you anything to get out there. Few people also know that throughout the state, in every county, DNR offices will loan, literally loan for no charge, fishing equipment. Some
really?
Of them have ice fishing equipment. Some of them have just summer equipment, but it's a first come, first serve. You can keep it for a week, and it's an opportunity to get the equipment you need without spending any money.
And what's the basic rig? What's the minimum we need to go out ice fishing?
All right. I'd say you need a 5-gallon white pail that you've probably, here in Madison, I've seen people sitting on in Lake Monona or Lake Mendota. You need a small little rig of concerning of a reel and a very small, short, for heaven's sake, fishing pole is mm-hmm. what you'd call it. And a small hook, and you need some live bait, like I'm talking about panfish now. Live bait like what they call a wax worm or a spike, which is a little larva, or a small crappie, what they call a crappie minnow. And you have to have someone that has an ice auger. That is a gas-operated auger that'll drill the hole. They're usually about 8 inches wide, and then they drill through the ice. And if you don't have one, find a friend at work or a member of the family, or if necessary, even hire a guide. And, of course, you dress warm. And as far as ice safety is concerned, if you're not familiar with the water, I strongly urge everyone to go with someone who knows that particular water, because ice can be very deceiving. Or you can see a group of people who are sitting on these white 5-gallon barrels, and they'll be in an area where there are fish probably, and it's safe to get out on.
So a lot of people maybe have watched people out on the lake and thought, how is that fun? You're out in the cold all day waiting for the fish. Tell us the fun side of it. What do you get out of ice fishing?
One of the greatest thrills that you'll ever get is seeing a 5 or 6-year-old kid pull up a small fish. It can be a 3-inch perch, for that matter. And for the rest of that person's life, they're going to remember the first time Mom and Dad took me out and look at the trophy that I caught, and then he'll laugh at his own, showing his own kids. The other thing is that you literally commune with nature. Many times you will see eagles swoop down on lakes in Wisconsin to pick up discarded fish. You'll see deer. You'll see coyotes. And this is a continuous thing. And it's a wonderful opportunity to see the trees, enjoy the wind, if you want to call it that, and then have a cup of hot chocolate or a cup of coffee, and you've had a great time, and it doesn't cost you much.
When looking at ice fishing lakes in a lot of places, including Monona Bay, just a few blocks from here, they look like shanty towns. All the shanties spring up. What's the key to a good ice shanty?
Well, as long as it's got four walls and it'll keep the wind out. But I've been in, we want to call them ice shanties. These rigs sometimes are the look like something out of a mansion. In other words, groups of people will go out and put one of these shanties together, if you want to call it a shanty, and it's a wind protection, actually. And they can watch the Packers. They drill holes right in the side of the shanty. They'll have dinner there, and they'll just have a great time for the whole day, and they can stay out of the wind as well. The one thing I do want to point out is that when you see a water, even if it looks safe, that's why I keep telling people, don't go out unless you know someone who knows that particular water, or hire a guide. As an example, I fish quite a bit up in Eagle River. They've got 1,300 lakes in the area. They've got 28 joined lakes. That's the largest freshwater chain of lakes in the world. Now, I might have, over the years, fished four or five of those lakes. I don't know all 28. So I better have someone who knows the particular water that we're going out on to make sure the ice is safe.
So even the next lake over, even if this lake I know is safe, the next one, there might be a river running into it or something like that that keeps it from freezing as well?
You're right on target, Rob. Right on target.
So where do you find an ice fishing guide? Where do you start hiring somebody?
First of all, you can go to any bait shop in your particular area. They're going to have lists of names of competent local guides. And the nice thing about it is they provide everything. They provide shelter. They provide transportation. They provide the equipment, the bait and tackle. And they provide the knowledge of where the fish are, how they're biting, and what to use when you're fishing. Because there are panfish. You, of course, can go after Wisconsin's favorite game fish, the walleye, or northern. It's a whole ball of wax that's just never ending.
And do they teach you how to clean them, too?
Well, they'll actually fillet them for you, and there's nothing more wonderful than if you can get a guide, and sometimes the wife will come along and prepare a shore lunch for you.
Ooh.
That's better than anything you've ever had. That is really Wisconsin living.
Well, walleye is my favorite fish to eat. Do you have a favorite way to cook up that walleye you catch?
The favorite way, if you want to do it quickly, my favorite way is to simply spread some butter in a pan, put perhaps a few seasonings on of your choice. It can be anything from salt and pepper to chipotles or whatever pleases you, and just cook them so that the flesh is starts to turn firm. Turn it over. It just takes a few minutes, and sit down, and you're in heaven. You can also, of course, deep fry them, but I find the sautéing better when you're in a hurry or something that you want to do right on the ice.
That's pretty simple. I seem to remember my grandma making panfish basically the same way you just described.
Exactly. And there is, people always ask me, what tastes best? Believe me, Rob, they're all wonderful. Walleye, sauger, which is and perch. They're all member of the perch family. Walleye's the largest. Sauger, you don't have that many of them in Wisconsin, but they are available, and perch. Then there are crappies, bluegills, and pumpkin seed as panfish. One is as good as the other. There is nothing better than that fish.
So with your license, and assuming you're lucky, how many fish can you take in an outing or a season?
That's an excellent question. Generally, here are the general rules. You're allowed per day to catch and possess 25 panfish. That's perch, bluegills, pumpkin seed, and crappies. You're allowed to catch per day 5 walleye and 5 northern. However, there's a caveat to that. There are many, many, many lakes in Wisconsin, particularly in what is called the ceded territory. That's about the top third of the state, where the Native Americans have agreements with the DNR and with the government and the state government and the federal government regarding their ability to, in the spring, to spear the walleye and muskie. And so those lakes, the DNR arrives at a limit on particular lakes in those areas and in other areas where you cannot catch as many as the normal regulations provide. Some of the lakes in the north, you can catch 2 or 3 walleye. Some of the lakes, you can catch five. On some of the rivers, of course, like the mighty Wisconsin in the Moosonee area, you can catch five. It varies, is what I'm saying. So when you use the general term of daily limits, just remember that those limits are changing tremendously all the time.
So it sounds like for a variety of reasons, checking in on maybe the DNR website is a good first stop.
That is an excellent first stop, and that'll also tell you where the counties are where you can literally borrow the fishing equipment, Rob, and have fun with your kids.
Well, Ray, can you share some of your best places where you've had great ice fishing experiences around Wisconsin?
Okay, I can. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't a thousand of these places. I'm just telling you the ones that I particularly have enjoyed. I like to fish the Eagle River area because of the natural beauty and because of the fact that they have such a wide variety of fish. They have them all. The walleye, northern, and all the panfish. And I particularly like to fish the 28-lake chain. Then I enjoy fishing the Wisconsin River in the Moosonee area. They have tremendous opportunities. I caught the largest northern pike I've ever caught in my life through the ice on the Wisconsin River near Moosonee with a guide, a friend of mine. It was 39.5 inches.
Wow.
And, of course, we released it. As I always tell people, take enough for the frying pan and throw the rest back or release the rest, especially if they're large. And then the other place is I lived in the Clam Lake area in the midst of the Chequamegon National Forest. That's where the elk herd is, about 33 miles east of Hayward. And the Hayward area has the flowages and lots of great lakes. So those are the three places that I am more familiar with, although I fished in many, many others, and I just want people to know that I am not particularly saying this place is better than the other, because they're all good.
And Ray, just briefly, what is your next outing? Do you have something on the plans?
I plan to go back to Eagle River in a week or so. The best fishing of the year, most guides will tell you, is what they call early ice, the first few weeks of the ice, and then in the end, sometime in March when the water starts to warm. That's another good period, particularly for panfish like crappies. They come up in the water column and are oxygenated. And so I'm just going to go there and see what my luck's going to be again with a couple of friends. I know the area pretty well, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, good luck, and thanks for joining us, Ray.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Rob.
That's Ray Spitz. He's an outdoor writer specializing in fishing.